us on this Friday. Been working on some things in my mind is, and I don't know how to, it's just a beginning thought for me, but what does it look like for us as individuals who follow Christ to look at refilling who we are as a person? I know a lot of times over the years I have personally used the word devotions. I'm going to get up in the morning and do my devotions. Not saying that word is wrong, but as I was traveling back and forth to Indiana, I was thinking about what do I need to do to refill my relationship with the Lord and the gospel and truth to be ready to go and serve today or tomorrow. What does that look like for us? I was really looking for me, but you know, thinking about our church family as well, life gets going so fast. Well, I did my devotions. I sat down, read my Bible, which is important. But all of us throughout the day, we don't often think about this, but we're leaking. There's different things. There's little, this puts a hole in our bucket. This happens, that happens. So we're, okay, I got to fix that situation. Put a little tape over there. Go over here, do this, do that. And so life can get going really, really fast. And by the end of the day, we're exhausted. We haven't really had a chance to refill. We're going to wake up to the next morning and we're off and going, or waking up, refilling, and then out into the movement of the next day. And so trying to think about practical steps that can help with this refilling process. And one of the things I was looking at was Psalm 111. So Psalm 111 verse 6, he has shown his people the power of his works in giving them the inheritance of the nation. And so God has provided for his people. He has demonstrated his power to them. And so I was thinking about what would it look like for the individual that was reading Psalm 111? What would it look like for the nation of Israel? They could go back through their history and, you know, think through of all the things where God has stepped in amazing ways, demonstrated his power. The nation of Israel is still a nation. And then I was thinking, what does it look like for those of us now who are following Christ, that call ourselves Christians, that we're excited about the gospel? Where can we look back and see the power of God? And so I was just thinking about different things through the Bible. So I'd encourage you to do this. Just sit down, maybe take out a piece of paper, take out your phone and your notes part, and just start, and just listen and start typing or writing. I was thinking about the power of God in creation. What was it like for him to say star and there was a star? Elephant, there's an elephant. Days, day. Nights, night. Water, water. Just the instantaneous fact he spoke. Or I was thinking about Abram. What was it like for God to say, okay, Abram, I choose you. Like, Abram didn't do anything special, but God says, okay, I'm just going to choose this person. We're going to make it a great nation. Call it the Israelite nation. And that nation is still functioning today, even though people are trying to destroy that. Also, as you think about how great God is, he allowed the nation of Israel to say, you know what, I really think this is going to make me happy. Okay, fine, try that. I've already set the guidelines, but if you want to try that, that's fine. And then brought them back. One of my things I like about Old Testament is Elijah, you know, calling down fire out of heaven. God wanted his people to know that in the midst of this battle, and there was these people that were going to worship this God called Baal, which what we understand was a thunder and lightning God. So God said, look, I'll choose a God that you worship, thunder and lightning God. That God's not going to be able to do anything, even though lightning is a fascinating thing and can blow up things, burn things, start things on fire. If it hits it, totally destroy it. Whatever God wanted for that lightning bolt, it would happen. And so these people started to worship thunder and lightning. God says, well, all right, that's fine. I'll put my prophet Elijah out there, and He's going to call down fire from heaven. And what it's done for me, just to sit and think about it, it's just exciting for me to be reminded of the power of God. It's actually been a process for me of refilling, getting ready for the new day, because just sitting and talking and thinking and reading the scriptures. And so I know that life is busy. I'll be praying for you as you open your Bible, sit with the truth of the scripture, process the scripture, and allow that truth to become part of who you are, to give you hope and strength for this new day. So Jesus, thank you for your word, for the opportunity to spend some time in it. Allow us as humans to say, okay, we need to be refilled. We need some spiritual encouragement. And so allow us to take the word of God and do that practically for our lives on a day-to-day basis, but also on a moment-by-moment basis. So thank you for loving Jesus. Loving us, Jesus. Thanks for not giving up on us. It's in your name we pray. Amen. God bless you and have a great Friday.